Hey, what's up? It's been like a year and a half, almost 2 years. I'm not dead. Welcome to another episode of the Butcher Bordello of Blood podcast. This one's just kind of like what we've been doing in the downtime. Let Blade promote his OnlyFans where he wears Juggalo face paint and stuff. So hello.
Hey,
What's been up, buddy? What have you been doing?
we're back,
That's right.
back on it. So that OnlyFans you mentioned, I don't have that, but I got a Cameo where I do have an option for Juggalo face paint,
Let's go.
which is so embarrassing, but I'll plug the link in the description in case somebody wants to give me money.
Cool.
But yeah, so what's been going on since October of what, 20 fucking 22?
Yes, October of 2022.
A lot, man. A lot's been going on. I was living in my old place at the time still. I moved since then. I July 2023, I have not been hungry since. I had a weird thing happen. I don't know what happened. I just haven't been hungry since July of 2022 or 2023.
Blade has a parasite that the doctors can't find, but he's lost weight. And if you were wondering,
I
he's
haven't.
still built like a football player.
Dude, I have not actually. I've stayed the same weight the entire time, which is why the doctors are like, "Ah, oh, we don't give a shit about that." And I'm like, "But I do. I give a shit about not being hungry." And they're like, "That sucks." I've done every test they've thrown at me, and they've all been like, "Well, no idea, buddy. Here's a $200 bill." Got my
Hate him.
wisdom teeth out, which was insane. Lost those buddies, gave those to my partner who I started dating in October of 2023. Shout out to Sav, I love you. Great, great person. Glad we could start dating. They have my teeth now.
They have my teeth now.
What else has been happening? I'm moving. I'm leaving Michigan.
Yeah,
Goodbye to the
dude.
Midwest.
That's right.
Me and you do no longer going to have a 3 hour gap between us. It'll be a 9 hour gap between
Yeah.
us.
So let's see. Blade's a new man.
Yeah, I'm a new person. I'm a good person now.
Blade's been absolved from all those Midwest emo Facebook arguments.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think we're gonna ease back into this and do whatever. I don't know how many people are gonna steadily listen to this episode, so I don't want to be like super annoying about it and be like all of our loyal fans and have like 10 of you be like, "Oh, I'll listen to this," and then the other just be like, "Oh yeah, well we're just gonna skip to the real episodes," which is fine.
We got Han still. Han
That's
is going to
right.
listen for sure.
That's right.
Han, who knows everything we've been up to the whole time.
Yeah, she's just gonna keep pointing at her phone every time we say her name. Sorry it took so long. Blade's doing another podcast now, and it's not called UGK's Player Haters Ball. What is it called?
It's the Underground Table, or
There we
UGT
go.
for short.
Yeah.
I'll plug everything in the description, all the links and everything. But yeah, it's me and my buddy Jeremy. We get together every month and we talk about new music in the underground scene. We just recently recorded an episode with a band called Hot Step Mom, which is a very funny name for a band, but I enjoy them. They're just
Insane
some
name.
there's some young teenagers out of Tacoma. They're very cool. They just make some cool music. We interviewed them. It was nice.
Huge.
I'll plug Underground Table in the comments, but most of the Bebop listener crossover will not apply really, because you guys Bebop listeners don't really listen to like horrorcore and the stuff we talk about, but that's chill.
Hey man, I don't either. Don't
I
worry.
know. I know you don't. So talking about music, man, what happened? You want to let everybody know what happened since we used
Sure,
to plug them every fucking time?
Griphook broke up. All members of Griphook were sent to the electric chair. If you liked the noise that JJ's bass made, he plays bass in Chain Rule now. If you liked anything else, sucks. JJ is the only one that makes music. And the label is still going strong. You can keep up with the callers in the house on the social medias. And I was just told like 2 hours ago that Kaiba are baby birds of the label. They were sent an email asked to play some festival in Germany. So that's pretty cool.
Are they being comped for that? Are they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They were told that they'd have everything paid for. And I was like, this sounds fake, but I don't know why someone would lie to Kaiba.
Like, I was like, hey, Kaiba, you ever seen the movie Hostel?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, go for it, I guess. But so that's Jesus. Cool.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I write for, Daily Grindhouse now. So if you like me talking about horror in like a textual zone, I got a couple pieces up on there. I don't know. That's nothing too crazy. You know, we're just chilling. Wade and I have seen each other in the downtime. And then every once in a while, one of us would be like, should we? And we're like, nah.
Yeah, we didn't feel it was the right time to bring him back. We were always busy doing something. Butchers had Grip Hook and all the other label stuff going on. Things are kind of finally winding down for him so he can make time for it. I am busier than when we were doing Bebop, so this is a strain on my entire life, but I'm happy to be back.
I love nothing more than torturing Blade Brown.
Yeah. We tried to schedule out a few different things, and every time I had to hit him with a no, I'm busy, or no, I'm working. No, I'm doing this because I am busier than ever, which is cool. It's fine. I can juggle two podcasts and a partner and a social life because that's what I got to do. I want to do Bebop. I miss doing Bebop. Love Bebop.
Shout out Adderall.
Yeah, I guess. I haven't taken one in 10, 15 years.
So coming up, we have a interview with Eduardo Sanchez. Ed Sanchez, he is the co-creator of Blair Witch Project and our new best friend. And then we're going to interview Stake Mountain or Christopher Norris. He's an author. He's a visual artist. He used to front Combat Wounded Veteran. He at one time worked for kink.com. He's done it all. I think we're going to interview the dude that made Third Saturday in October. We're going to do an interview with Justin Pearson. Gonna talk about horror and music with some other horror and music people. And, yep.
We've got some things in mind. There's been some good stuff coming out that I want to talk to people involved with if they'll have us, if they'll let us talk to them about it. You know, we've always got our ear to the ground for good horror stuff coming out. So there's a bunch of things we want to have in the pipeline coming out. We don't know if this will be a regular thing going forward. There will be no adhered schedule for Bebop. I want to lay that out now. We're not going to be on every Thursday, check us out. No. We're going to give you what we have when we get it. And when we can make time for it, this can't be a thing we can promise you every week or 2 weeks, what have you. But we will be trying our best to get it out when we have it for you. I think the safe thing to say would be once a month.
Sure.
That'd be the safest bet, is Bebop is once a month, if not more.
Yeah, that sounds nice.
Say we've got one already in the can. We're doing this episode after we've recorded an interview. So Peek behind the curtain. This is going to come out before that interview so you can get reacquainted with us. Let us know, you know, hey, we're back. Hey, this is how things are going to go. But we have one already to go. So it'll come out a week after you hear this, whatever day that is. And then going from there, we should already have another one recorded, which I would place on. If we don't get anything recorded within a couple weeks, we'll drop it. But if we do, it will just schedule it.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I think that's it. I don't even know if we still have, you know, a big listener base. So I don't want to be annoying and big things coming, local bandit. So
yeah, no big things coming soon. Just things we find interesting, people we want to talk to, stuff we've enjoyed during the break and everything like that. People we missed on interviews. We've had so many round two promises that we never got to that we just want to come back and clean up the list of people we should talk to. Because we said we would and we were going to.
Yeah. Yeah. And there's a new John Doe movie. So, you know, we got to have John off for like the 80th time.
Fucking come back, John. We miss you. That's I was right. Actually, I was thinking about messaging him like, hey, man, we're back. When are you free?
That's right. That's my boy right there. Well, Yeah, I don't know. I think that covers everything. You cool with that?
Yeah, I'd say a good 10-minute short little, hey, where we been, what's been going on?
Yeah, cool. Thanks.
Thanks. We love you. We miss you. We're back.
Bye, baby.
Bye.